Welcome to a special week of the Radio Vagabond podcast. Before I continue my journey around the world, next Monday from Nicaragua. But this week, from Monday to Friday, you will get a new episode every day. 5 conversations with travel bloggers that I met at a conference in the Czech Republic recently. I'll speak to 6 wonderful people from Israel, New Zealand, United States, Puerto Rico, and England. I'll speak to Adam Rickies from Bucket Vision, the legend Gary Arndt, Jennifer Ruiz from Jen on a Jet Plane, and Mike Huxley from the Bermuse Backpacker. But we start with a conversation I had with the YouTubers Ashley and Rotem from A Couple of Dreams. The first time I met them was in South Africa, and here we meet again.
This is the Radio Vagabond Podcast.
This episode is brought to you in part by Hotels25.com. It's a website that helps you find the best prices on hotels and guest houses and hostels around the world. Hotels25.com, best price guaranteed. We're here at TBEX with 2 wonderful people that I met in South Africa. Let me just introduce you first, Rotem and Ashley from A Couple of Dreams. We met in South Africa and had burgers, and you guys are YouTubers and full-time travelers.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. It sounds nice to hear.
Yeah.
When you say it.
Well, unfortunately, everything we did then was lost.
Do we have to talk about that? No, in fact,
we
did an interview, and we could never make it better than the one we did. It was so good. That interview was so good, and it's lost forever because someone accidentally erased all the files from that part of my trip. I don't know who it was, but I could not recover them. So here we are again. In fact, I told you guys that you should come to TBEX, and here you are.
Yeah.
That's true. You are kind of our inspiration for... You were the first one to ever say to us that we are digital nomads. And now we feel like we are digital nomads.
Yeah, and thanks to you, we found out about TBEX, and we actually discovered a lot about our journey after the point we met.
Yeah. And at the time, you were doing a lot of video, a lot of YouTube, like almost every other day. Now you're doing it a little bit less, but still doing a lot of YouTube.
Yeah, so we changed it up since we saw you. When we first saw you, we'd just got going. We were like 2 months into our journey, and we were like just doing travel videos. But we realized that 3 travel videos a week with driving like 8 hours and then like 10 hours editing left us no time for sleeping, eating, or seeing anything. No. And it was so tough for us.
Welcome to my life.
Basically, yeah.
It was so tough for us, and so we took a month break in Israel and we re-established, and we understood that the most important thing for us was about creating life in the most unique, engaging, and I guess special way possible. So we now changed everything up, and our channel is now all about our journey to fulfill 100 dreams.
100 dreams. Wow. Okay, how many dreams have you fulfilled so far?
We filmed 20.
Okay.
But we put out there, at the moment you have 9 on YouTube on our channel, and we hope that until next time we see you, we'll have at least like 60.
Yeah, well, by the time this comes out, then they'll probably be like...
Oh, I might surprise you there. I might surprise you.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was born in Israel and raised in Israel, and I did 3 years of acting school. Loved everything about the stage, obsessed with acting and theater. And then I decided I want to do a bit more of something else that is also my passion, so I went to study psychology, sociology, and anthropology. And from there I built my very much loved drama empowerment workshops that I'm running in the last 3 years. That I really, really love. Still, until today, we're running...
Drama empowerment workshops. That sounds interesting. How does that work?
Basically, I believe that the stage and the theater has healing tools that everyone can use. Whether you love being on stage or you don't, both cases, you can learn a lot from theater, and it can really open your eyes to different characters that you have inside, to the different colors that you can show to the world, and basically take people from their little box that they usually put themselves in, and
yeah. It's amazing. Like, I watch her workshops, and it's like magic. She will take people that might be very self-confident, very timid, and in 2 hours they will be singing in front of 30 people. It's very unique, very special. I think she's the only one that can do it.
So tell me about your journey so far. When we met, you've only just started. Now you're more seasoned travelers. What's your plan and what's your ambition? Where are you going from here?
Wow. We changed a lot. Basically, we stopped traveling from every day to a new place. We started basing ourselves in different countries. So basically, we did a month and a half in Budapest. Now we're gonna have a month and a half in Prague. And hopefully, after that, we're gonna have a few months in Africa.
Again.
And yeah, again.
Where in Africa?
We don't know yet. Where should we go, Paddy?
Oh, you could go to Senegal and Gambia. That would be interesting. And that's a completely different Africa than down where we met.
Yeah. I think what Rotem's getting at, though, is that we decided to not travel and to essentially like live in countries for extended periods of time. And it makes it much more, in the time that we were in Budapest, we didn't actually do anything touristy. Uh-huh. We started to like engage with the locals. Yeah. We did some really fun episodes that were like showing strangers their sexy side, and
we did karaoke party and wakeboarding and a lot of fun stuff.
I mean, you make the karaoke party smaller. Rotem managed to get a private karaoke room, and that's then fun. We hit the streets for the day and invited strangers to join us for a karaoke party. But we had some really cool experiences. We met a rapper on the streets and we made a music video.
Yeah.
And actually, we can exclusively release our latest idea that we're going to do with him. The music video was really, really successful. He hasn't seen it yet, but it's really good. We'll show you after this interview. Yeah. And Rotem came up with an amazing idea. He's got 11 tracks, and he's just like us, an emerging artist. So we thought to collaborate with him and do 11 music videos in 11 different cities. So he's committed to flying to different cities to meet us around the world.
Oh my God.
And one of them, we definitely want to do in Nigeria, where he was born.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. We didn't know if he will be up to it, and he is. So we are on our way actually to pitch it to one of the Czech Republic tourism, board.
We thought it'd be really cool. Oh, shush, it's your mum.
Ima!
And cut. We thought that we could bring in other artists, local artists, and get dancers and musicians to kind of have this big collaboration and a space for like small emerging artists to grow together.
How do you fund your travels?
That's the big question. At the moment, we're not making money from our travels. We're trying to break even. We're trying to create a lifestyle where we can spend as much as we need and live from what we have. But we have still a small company in Israel for photography, film, and workshops that Ashley actually came up with 3 or 4 years ago already.
Yeah.
And we're now running it remotely, both of us. So we get a little bit of money from there, and we also have an apartment in Tel Aviv that we rent. So it's pocket money, but it allows us to live somewhere. Mm. And the main thing will be collaborations. It will be coming to places and saying, let's see what we can do together so we can not pay for stuff. Yeah.
I think on a bigger picture, we made a conscious decision to combat the way society looks at money. And we realized that everyone else in the world is like, oh shit, I need money. I'm going to do whatever I can to have money and then do the things that I want to do and build my life in that way. And we're like, well, what would happen if we flip that on its head? Mm. And we make doing the stuff that we want to do and living the life that we want to live the top priority, and then figure out how we can afford to do it. So we realize if we're running out of money, as long as we can get on a flight to Africa, then we can live in Africa really cheap for a few months, save up a bit of money from the other stuff we're doing on the side, and then go somewhere else. Mm.
And we can still work. I told you about the drum workshop, so we went to Israel for 10 days and I did like 10 workshops.
Oh, wow.
And it's killed my voice, but still it was a good income resource and also a place for my other passion. So yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a problem traveling around the world with an Israeli passport? Because I think there are some Arabic countries that you can't get into.
Funny thing was that when we asked you now about an African country that you would recommend us to go, what did you say?
I said Senegal and Gambia.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that for both of them I can't travel.
Yeah.
And then they're not particularly Muslim countries.
I think you might be able to go to Gambia.
Maybe Gambia. Senegal, I'm pretty sure no.
Yeah.
But no, maybe.
But then it's just secluded with Senegal outside, so you need to fly in and out, and that can be expensive.
Yeah. Internal flights in
Africa. So it's a great question. I think we can go to most places, but there are places that I would love to visit that I can't. For example, Bali, Indonesia.
You cannot go
to Bali. I cannot go to Bali.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
which
I don't
is crazy.
Think it's even a political thing. I think it's just there's no public relations with the country. Which is crazy.
Which is why I have an English boyfriend.
But ironically, with South Africa, I had the problem with my passport. I also have an Israeli passport, and I thought at South African passport control, let's just give both of our Israeli passports, it will all be fine. But my passport is not out of date, it just has an extension on the next page. So in the most British way possible, I very politely said to the nice lady behind the desk, the extension is on the next page. And she said, don't you give me this attitude.
It was amazing.
Don't give me this lip. And I was like, no, I'm really sorry. I was just trying to help. It's too late for sorries now.
Don't you say sorry to me now.
I'm going to get my manager. She went and got the manager. She was just laughing
at me. Oh my God, I was crying. Because he always said to me that I am not being respectful and I'm being a little bit like, you know,
Israeli like cheekiness.
Like, cheeky and like, you know. And suddenly he's standing there.
I was very polite. I think she just had a bad day. But she got her manager and then she was like, we don't accept passport extensions. This is not Israel anymore. This is South Africa now. And we could not let you in the country. And so then I whip out my English passport. I'm like, I also have an English one. She's like, why didn't you give us to this before? I was like, I'm really sorry. We got in
now
the
on, only the English passport
yeah,
is coming out.
Yeah. Now we use my English one.
Tomorrow I'll be speaking to Adam Rickies. He's from New Zealand and he's got a very cool project called Bucket Vision.
So where do you think I'll see you again?
That's a great question.
What have you got left on your list?
Oh, quite a bit. I'm going on a nomad cruise from Barcelona to Brazil. You should come on that one.
That sounds really fun. That does sound fun.
Do you have YouTubers there? Because I think
Yeah. I know of a few.
When's that?
19th of November.
Oh, let's write it down.
Pale, what will be the end of this? You come with an idea and then me and Ashley are just coming.
My name is Pale Bo. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.